With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's Public Service Commission said today it will continue its review of a Canadian company's proposal to buy the private company that supplies Missoula's drinking water. This in spite of a Missoula judge giving the city the green light to buy the company itself. The city asked the commission to drop its review of the Carlisle Group's proposed sale of the water company to a Canadian firm announced last fall. That's because the city won its condemnation case against Carlisle in court in June, but the case is not completely final as the city is disputing Carlisle's purchase price. The panel will hold a hearing on the proposed acquisition in October. Montana's Public Service Commission today refused to stop Liberty Utilities from trying to buy the parent company of Mountain Water, Missoula's water utility. Steve Jess reports the city of Missoula wanted to put the purchase on hold while it tries to take over the Missoula water system.
Missoula won the right to buy the city's water system from the Carlisle Group in a condemnation trial earlier this year. The city says that should prevent Carlisle from trying to sell the water system to a different buyer, Liberty Utilities. Attorney for the city, Scott Stearns, says Liberty's bid just complicates the deal.
The city needs to take this water system over as quickly as possible before it gets any worse under either Mountain Water or any successor entity.
But Mountain Water's attorney, Thor Nelson, argued that despite the court ruling, the city still hasn't paid for the water company and can't stop Carlisle from selling it to someone else.
You don't get something until you pay for it.
Public service commissioners voted unanimously to let the sale proceed for now. That means Missoula's water utility could go through three different owners, Carlisle, Liberty, and the city, before the year is out. I'm Steve Jess.
The state of Montana has settled a lawsuit with retired state and local government employees that will allow them to keep a 3% annual increase in pension benefits. Retirees sued after the 2013 legislature cut the increases in an attempt to restore financial stability to the pension system. The settlement affects about 20,000 retired workers. The Chippewa Cree Tribe's former Roads Department head and environmental health leader has pleaded guilty to taking bribes and stealing tribal funds. Timothy Rosette entered his guilty pleas to three criminal counts today in U.S. District Court in Great Falls. Prosecutors say Haver businessman Shad Houston gave Rosette cash in exchange for awarding contracts to Houston's companies for work on the Rocky Boys Indian Reservation. Houston has pleaded not guilty to bribery and submitting fraudulent invoices for the work the company did. Prosecutors also accuse Rosette of accepting bribes and gifts from another contractor and one of its owners, James Eastlick Jr. Eastlick was previously convicted in the wide-ranging federal corruption investigation on the reservation. Rosette is to be sentenced October 29. Fire officials have not yet given their daily update on progress against the fire burning on the east side of Glacier National Park, but Fire Information Officer Mark Struble says at least one indicator today has been positive.
We didn't have any big spot fires starting up, and we've had quite a bit of wind today, so that's a good sign that the lines that have been built so far are holding pretty well.
This morning, the fire was being called 45% contained at a size of about 3,200 acres. Park officials say more of the Going to the Sun Road will be open from the west side of the park tomorrow to the top of Logan Pass. They're planning to open the Logan Pass Visitor Center tomorrow, too, but Going to the Sun Road will remain closed from the east side of the park until further notice. The Cabin Gulch fire east of Townsend was today declared 100% contained. That fire, which started July 21st, burned a little over 1,600 acres. One person has been arrested in connection with the Cabin Gulch fire. Despite cooler, wet weather, Stage 1 fire restrictions remain active for most of western Montana, including the counties of Missoula, Lake, Ravalli, Sanders, Granite, Powell, Flathead, and Lincoln. Restrictions apply to all private, state, and federal land in those counties. Under Stage 1 restrictions, campfires are limited to developed campsites with established fire pits, and smoking is limited to enclosed vehicles, buildings, and developed recreation sites. Violators face fines of up to $10,000 and can be held liable for damages and suppression costs for starting a fire. Over the past week, 22 new fires started in the Kalispell area, 12 of them human-caused, according to the Northern Rockies Coordinating Group. The NRCG says fine fuels have been moistened by the rain, but larger fuels, such as branches and downed trees, are still very dry and can ignite quickly and burn intensely. A compromise bill put forward by Republican United States Representative Mike Simpson of Idaho to create a protected wilderness area in central Idaho has passed the U.S. House. The wilderness plan passed yesterday now heads to the U.S. Senate and would protect about 300,000 acres in three different areas in the rugged Boulder and White Cloud Mountains. A previous plan by Simpson to designate a wilderness in the area has failed for years. Groups dismayed with the lack of results are asking President Obama to use his executive power under the Antiquities Act to create a 592,000 national monument instead. I'm Eric Whitney.